Hello, and welcome to Heavenly Manna with Milton Harris. Well, today is Memorial Day, and it's a time that we celebrate those that have paid the ultimate price for our freedom. I thought about as we honor our soldiers that have given their life that we can enjoy our freedom, but also think about the saints that have given their life that the gospel might go further and not they might be an influence on us and to us. And then I think about our Savior, who paid the ultimate price on the cross of Calvary to set us free from sin. You see, we were in the bondage of sin. There's no hope. We couldn't pay the price. And I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ came, paid the price, and set us free. Well, today we want to go into the Word of God and look in Proverbs chapter 10 and read verse number 7. He said, "The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot." And today we want to bring a little message on how will you be remembered. And as we said, this is a time this weekend that we remember our loved ones and remember their legacy. We remember, again, those that have paid the ultimate price. In a way of introduction here, we see a contrast. Solomon gives us the righteous person. He said there, the memory of the just, those that are justified in the eyes of the Lord. You remember what Paul said in Romans 5:1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And then he used that word blessed, which it really involves all that is honorable. And then he gave the contrast. That was the righteous person, the rebellious person. And he gives us this contrast there between these two different legacies. One's memory is blessed, the other memory will rot. And so today we want to take just a moment and look at some, and from the Word of God, some contrasts and some others. First of all, look at the contrast in our worship. We take Abel there as Abel there had a sacrifice that was pleasing unto God. And he came and he had the right attitude and the right motive and worship. But then look at Ahab. Look at the contrast. Remember, the memory of Abel is blessed, but the memory of Ahab is a rotten memory. And we know he was a wicked king. Had Naboth there, Jezebel, had Naboth killed so he could have the vineyard. But I'm going to tell you what. Look at the contrast between Abel and Ahab. Think about Jacob. Again, the contrast between there Jacob, whose name would be changed there to Israel, who was there in pleasing the God at this point in his life. But then look at how his name is forever remembered and blessed. But look at Jezebel. Look at how her name is rotten and associated with that that's evil. You got David, King David, who was a man after God's own heart, who defeated the giant, who defeated Israel's enemies, God's enemies, there who God allowed to gather the material to build the temple, and his son Solomon built it. And he has a memory that is blessed. But then look at what Paul said about Demas. There's a contrast between David and Demas. Demas started out there good, but he finished up bad. And his memory there is one that is foul, one that is rotten. Then look at Daniel. There, Daniel's memory is blessed. Look at how he purposed in his heart. Folks, he wasn't going to defile himself with the wickedness of Babylon. And there he took a stand and how God used him and blessed him. And his memory is blessed. And We get a lot of prophecy out of Daniel's book that the Lord gave to Daniel, especially 9:27 and other prophecies. But then in contrast, look at Delilah. What a rotten memory there. One that she kept on working. You would think Samson would have picked up on something somewhere, but he didn't. But look at her memory. Look at how rotten her memory is. And so there's a contrast in worship. Abel worshiped the Lord. Jacob worshiped the Lord. David worshiped the Lord. Daniel worshiped the Lord. Ahab worshiped many gods. Jezebel worshiped many gods. Demas, when it come to worship, forsook the Lord and turned back to the world. And then look at Delilah. There she worshiped false gods. And so look at the contrast in our worship. God's give us some examples in his words, those contrasts. But then look at the contrast in our walk. You got Enoch. Look how Enoch walked after the Lord. He had a testimony that was pleasing unto God, and the Lord took him. And then we have in contrast Esau. Esau's walk with the Lord was not one that was pleasing. In contrast, Esau's walk was after the things of this world. It was a worldly walk. And then you got Hezekiah. King Hezekiah, again, he walked with the Lord. The Lord granted him 15 extra years when he was going to take him home. But then you got the contrast of Haman. Haman was wanting to do away with the Israelites, God's people, and his walk was that of an ungodly walk. And so we got a contrast here in our worship, a contrast here in our walk. Let me stop right here and say, who are you worshiping today? Are you worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, through his Holy Spirit? Or you worshiping the things of this world? I'm talking about these false gods. Has the home, the vehicle, the job, a spouse, or something else come in to cause you to be worshiping there a different God? You may be tuning in and you may be one of the scoffers or scorners saying that you don't believe in God. But what you're doing is you're worshiping. If you don't believe in God, then actually you're following after Satan, and you're actually worshiping him. My advice to you is to get off the losing side and get on the winning side and come and accept the Lord Jesus Christ and worship him. Then there's a contrast in our walk. Are you walking after the things of God or after the things of this world? Then there's a contrast in our words. James, look at James. James works. He talked about works. He wrote an epistle about works, how that our works will there amplify our faith in the Lord. But then look at James' works as he tried to imitate those things of Moses and those things of God. Lots of times a day, we've got those that are truly working for the Lord. They're working in faith and trying to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. But then we got those imitators. James was an imitator. But then look at Noah. Noah, God instructed him to build an ark. It had never rained on this world, this earth. But God said, build an ark. Noah got busy and built an ark. Look at his works. But then look at Nimrod's works. Nimrod's works were that of evil and that of this world, and they were not pleasing to God. Let me ask you today, are you worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ? Hey, are you walking with him or after the things of this world? Is your works magnifying Jesus Christ, or are your works after the things of this world? And then let's look at a contrast in our witness. Let's look at Esther. You remember how Mordecai come to her and said, you know what? The Lord has put you in this position for such a time as this. And remember this, God has placed us in our time for such a time as this. In other words, God's got us here to let our light shine for Him in the time and age that we live in. And Esther's witness was that godly. But then look at Amalek's witness. Amalek left there out of Bethlehem, Ephrathah, the house of bread and praise, and went down to Moab, the place of the backslider, took his family with him. Now you say, hey, preacher, if I go off backsliding, I'm not going to affect nobody else. But I'm going to tell you what, you may be dragging your family right down there with you, right down into the place of Moab, God's washpot, a place of the backslider. What a witness. Amalek, he went down there, he died, his sons died, and his poor wife Naomi, which means a pleasant one, came back and said, call me Myra, the bitter one, for I left out full and I come back empty. And I'm going to tell you what, when you backslide on God, that's what will happen. You can leave out full, but when you come back, you can come back empty. And so we see here the contrast between Esther and Amalek. And then we see the contrast between such people as Lydia, Lois, there the mother of Timothy, Luke, Dr. Luke, wrote the gospel. We see their contrast, Lydia, Lois, and Luke, to that of Lot. Lot went down there and vexed his righteous soul, lost his family. Yeah, those $2 came out, but look what in the world. That's how we got the place of Moab. That's how we got the Moabites, is through the incest of Lot and his daughters. What a horrible witness. What a horrible witness. So Esther and Amalek, Lydia, Lois, Luke versus that of Lot. Again, we see Abraham and Abimelech, the contrast between them. Oh, man, we're getting close to running out of time. We see the contrast between Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ, and Mary and Martha, their Lazarus' sister, that between their king Manasseh. Manasseh there was a very wicked king. He's the son of Hezekiah. Think about this. A godly king in Hezekiah produced a very ungodly king in Manasseh. And it said there that Manasseh actually had Isaiah placed in a hollow log and sawed in half. It's how Isaiah was martyred. Very wicked, man. And he reigned for some 40 years. He had a long reign. Isn't that sad? A very evil and ungodly king. Manasseh, look at his witness. It was a very, very bad witness. I thought about there that of outside the scripture, D.L. Moody. Look at his witness and how God used him versus that of Charles Manson. The memory of D.L. Moody is a very blessed one. But I'm going to tell you what, the memory of Charles Manson is a horrible, I'll tell you what, rotten memory. And so we see these contrasts. You know, let's always remember our Lord Jesus Christ. And let's always remember what he did for us. He came in his incarnation, lived a sinless life, died a sacrificial and substitution death, paying a price we couldn't pay, rose again, appeared for some 40 days, ascended up. He's at the right hand of the Father, interceding on our behalf. And so one of two things will happen to us in this life. Either our sins will be blotted out, as in Acts 3:19 and Colossians 2:14, or our names will be blotted out of the book of life, according to Revelations 3:5. I'm glad that my name is written in the Lamb's book of life to be remembered for Christ's sake forever. How will you be remembered? Well, we're out of time. Till next time, may the Lord bless is our prayer.